This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Always a great privilege welcoming Michael Bagram, a partner at Bagram Attorney, all about labor law. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you. All good. I'm very excited to be on air with you again today. So thank you very much. I've got exciting news. And in fact, I was going to talk about something else, but yesterday I received a notice from the Department of Employment and Labor, notice 3470 of 25. It's the Code of Practice dismissal. And what it does is it changes Schedule 8 to the Labor Relations Act with immediate effect. And I would suggest that everyone who's involved in any way with employment, employees, trade unions, employers' organizations, people who actually employ people, have a look at the new Code of Practice dismissal that's been issued by the Minister of Employment and Labor after consideration by NEDLAC. Now, you might remember that over the past, at least 15 years, I have been calling for changes to this Code of Good Practice on dismissal because it made it so difficult for small businesses to retrench people, dismiss people. You have to go through this elaborate disciplinary inquiry, all that, all those terrible things that employers often phone me about as a labor lawyer. And now we're getting some light at the end of the tunnel because I've been nagging the minister at least 11 years now for changes to this. And I know that NEDLAC have been sitting 2 years on debating changes. And now what we're seeing is a whole new arrangement. So this is fantastic. Basically, this is a code of good practice that provides guidance to employers, employees, trade unions, and persons applying the code on how the legal obligations under the Labor Relations Act regarding dismissal for misconduct, incapacity, and operational requirements. And it's fantastic. So what we're seeing is they're looking very carefully at small businesses. And what they're saying is that small businesses, and I'll quote, small businesses cannot reasonably be expected to engage in time-consuming investigations or pre-dismissal processes while at the same time keeping the business going. It should also be borne in mind that small employers do not have the human resource departments staffed by people with skills and experience in these matters. That's a direct quote from the code. And I'll tell you something, I went back to some of my letters that I wrote to the previous Minister of Employment and Labour. At the time, it was Minister Tula Sankezi. We now got a new minister, Minister Meth. But at the time, I wrote a paragraph almost like that. And I have a suspicion they might have picked it out of what I had written earlier. So they're saying that you don't have to have these elaborate disciplinary inquiries with chaired by lawyers and with elaborate disciplinary schemes. None of that is valid anymore. And in fact, I ask every employer to go back and have a look at their disciplinary codes and to a large degree, possibly rewrite that disciplinary code. Because if a dismissal is fair, it must be for a fair reason and in accordance with a fair procedure. That's it. That sums up everything altogether. Obviously, you would have to inform the employee beforehand what the charge is, preferably in writing, and you would allow the employee to challenge and to have their say and bring a witness. That's as simple as that. And we need to know that all employees need is to have the ability to speak up and say why they think that they're not wrong. And so to sum up, for small businesses, as long as there's a good reason for dismissal, and as long as you actually have been reasonably fair to the employee, then the dismissal can take place. So same with the sanction. If you want to dismiss, all you need to say is that at the end of the day, this is a serious reason, and I strongly believe that the employment relationship is broken. If it truly is broken, then you can go ahead and dismiss. There must be consistency. If one person does the same thing and another person does it as well, you can't have inconsistent looking at this. They have looked at a lot of other things, but we don't have the time today. So we can talk about industrial action and dismissals for unfair strikes. We can talk about probation, which I'll talk about some other time. And they made it easier to dismiss during probation as well. So very exciting times. And thank you for listening to me. It's Michael Bagram.
Michael, thank you very much. It's wonderful news. And thank you for always fighting for us in court and everywhere on the platforms so that we can have a better life here in South Africa. And you kindly make an offer available for that initial email. Does it still stand? We really appreciate
Absolutely. No charge for it. Ask me a question with regard to labor law. Email me. My email address is, if you've got a pen and paper, it's Michael, my first name, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at Bagrams, which is the name of the firm of attorneys, bagrams.co.za. And thank you for giving me the platform.
Thank you, Michael. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.